What's up, man? All right, guys, reporting live from Beta Male Cafe. Today's video topic is called, it's super duper hot out here, guys. Can't believe how hot it is, like fucking 100 degrees. See if I can sit in the shade. Which way is the damn sun going? This is about as good as it's gonna get anyway. All right, so today's video topic is local pharmacist unwittingly proves the Scamarona vaccine will give you AIDS. If you guys remember, a couple of months ago I made a video saying if you get the Bill Gates vaccine, which all of them are Bill Gates vaccines, that you will have AIDS. For those of you who don't know, AIDS stands for autoimmune deficiency syndrome. This is what will happen to you when you get the Scamarona vaccine. So today, Friday, I was at the local mosque for Friday prayer. One of the guys over there is a pharmacist, and not only that, he is one of the vaccinators. He gives people the Scamarona vaccine, and he told us that the Pfizer vaccine, by the way, guys, these are not vaccine. They're gene therapy, mRNA technology. It changes your DNA by simply hijacking your DNA. That's why you have AIDS, because it disables your God-given immune system. So he was telling us that the Pfizer shot is only effective for only 3 months, and then you need to get a booster shot. Now, my sister-in-law, she got Scamarona, and 8 months later, she still has antibodies from her autoimmune system. Let me repeat that again. My sister-in-law, 8 months after she got Scamarona, she still has the immunity for it, the antibodies for it in her system. Yet one of the other Muslim girls in our mosque, she took the Scamarona vaccine like a good little sheeple a couple of months ago, and where is she now? She's in the hospital because of Scamarona. So it is woefully obvious that the Scamarona vaccine is ineffective. It's only good for 3 months, and it's not going to be good for fighting other variants. Now, here's the deal. According to this local pharmacist, everybody who took the Scamarona shot from Pfizer has to take the third booster shot. Now, right now in the media, they're saying that the booster shot is only for people who are immunocompromised, meaning they have a weak immune system. But he said this shot is supposed to be for everybody. However, they don't want to cause a panic by telling people that they really don't have the proper amount of booster shots that people need. So instead of causing a panic and telling, you know, all the idiots who took the Pfizer shots like good little sheeple that, hey guys, we just don't have the booster shots for you, it's not that effective, they're simply lying to the people and saying, oh, most of you won't need a booster shot. But the reality of the matter, guys, everybody who took the Pfizer vaccine needs a booster shot. Now, here's the deal. If you don't get the booster shot, guess what? That immune system of yours, it's compromised. That's the whole point of mRNA technology, is to disable your God-given immune system and replace it with Bill Gates' immune system. For God's sakes, this is the same Bill Gates who you have to update your Windows operating system every couple of days, otherwise a virus is going to take over your computer, and yet you guys trusted your life to fucking Bill Gates. So, for all of you guys out there who took the Pfizer vaccine, congratulations, you now officially have AIDS. If you don't get the third booster shot, you will die if a serious virus, a real virus, comes along. Again, coronavirus is real. It's where the common cold comes from. Alright guys, so here's what you guys need to understand, okay? Scamarona probably was supposed to be a lot more dangerous. As you guys know, Scamarona was made in a lab in Wuhan. Here in America, you can't do bio warfare. In other words, here in America, they could not do Scamarona because that's a bio warfare and it's against the law, shit like that. So what Fauci, Bill Gates, and Obama did is that they did it over in, what you may call it, over in Wuhan, China, because Chinese, they're atheists, they're godless heathens, they don't give a flying F about rights or freedom or morals or ethics. So they created this bio weapon over in China. Now, in 2021, guys, if you still believe that Scamarona came from a freaking bat, you also have to believe that 9/11 was caused by low IQ Arabs who learned how to take off but not land. Guys, I'm going to ask you a question. If you still believe 9/11 was done by Arabs, these Arabs flew planes like, oh, I don't know, Cessna 152, 172. Hell, I flew a Cessna 172 myself, okay? There's a big difference between flying a Cessna versus flying, oh, I don't know, a jumbo jet full of people, full of gas, and then you had to, like, navigate through the New York City skyline, you know. You got all these big, tall buildings. New York City is known for drafts where this wind can come out of nowhere and blow you off course. And you had these low IQ Arabs who were flying a plane that's pretty much a lawnmower with wings on it. They were able to take down the Twin Towers. If you guys still believe that in 2021, shut this video and go to Starbucks and order soy latte. Okay? So, Scamarona did not come from a freaking bat. It came from a lab. Now, here's what happened, okay? You guys have to remember, I worked with CIA, I worked with Mossad, I know how evil these guys are, okay? Scamarona was supposed to be the real deal. But what happened is that good people in China, they let the Scamarona out prematurely before it can be fully incubated into a very, very harmful virus. As we all know, a Chinese guy, he's the one who broke the story. Where is he? He's dead. The Communist Chinese Party killed him. So what happened is good people actually let this vaccine out prematurely before it fully became deadly, and now it's too late to make the to make it deadly again because the cat is out of the bag, right? So what's happening is that these Zionists and their minions, they want to get you in the vaccine. They want to get the vaccine in you because the vaccine is what's going to make you officially have AIDS. This is why in New York City, they say, we don't care if you have the antibodies in your system. We just want you to have the vaccine. Well, the antibodies are more effective than the vaccine. Again, my sister-in-law had Scamarona 8 months ago, and she still has the antibodies for it. Yet, a person who took the vaccine shots a couple of months ago, they're in the hospital right now with COVID. So it's obvious that your God-given immune system is superior to this scam of a vaccine. Yet governments all over the world, they're telling you, you have to have the vaccine. Your antibodies don't mean jack squat. Guys, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. The whole point of Scamarona is to kill Goyim. That's the whole point. If you, the Goyim, were to commit suicide, that would be the best. That's the whole point of... You guys need to understand something, man. Because of AI, because of robots, 85 to 90% of you are no longer needed. Imagine this. Imagine if I hired 100,000 people and I got them to work building a beautiful building for me. And now this beautiful building is done, yet I still have to take care of 100,000 people, even though I probably don't need more than 5 to 10,000 people to actually take care of the building now that it's complete. So would it be in my best interest if you guys were to, if 90% of you were to die rather than be to continue taking care of you and paying you? Of course, this is how things are right now. We the unwashed masses, the plebeians, we went out, we built this beautiful system for the Zionists. And the Zionists are like, well, we don't want to pay you anymore. We don't want to take care of you. So we'd rather kill you. That's the whole point of the Scamarona shot, guys. It's to kill goyim. Now, when I started to take testosterone replacement therapy almost a year ago, now I had people say, yo, Amr, what happens if there's a war and you can't get your testosterone replacement therapy anymore? That's actually a very important question. Now, in Mexico, you can buy this stuff right off the shelf. I know so. I did so. I eventually plan on moving to Eastern Europe. I'm pretty sure you can get this stuff off the shelf in Eastern Europe. And you better believe that I, Amr Mitwali, am going to stockpile testosterone in case we couldn't get testosterone because of a big war. Now, even if there is a big war, there will be a big war, even if I can't get testosterone anymore. So what if I can't get testosterone anymore? Eat right, exercise, you know, research, foods, proper remedies that make your testosterone a little bit elevated, God willing, I'll do all right. But when you have a vaccine that disables your God-given immune system, and you have to rely on Bill Gates' vaccine, and a big war happens, and they tell you, sorry, we can't give you the booster shots to protect you anymore, what's going to happen? You will die. Mark my words, gentlemen. A big war right now is brewing between the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, and Iran. And let me tell you something. Iran is in on it. How do I know Iran is in on it? Because they wear the mask. Can you imagine if Gaddafi or Saddam was here today? Do you think these guys would be wearing a mask? Believe it or not, guys, Gaddafi made a video before Obama killed him where he said this would happen, okay? Think about it, guys. The U.S. vilified Saddam and Gaddafi, and yet Saddam and Gaddafi were 100% right. The U.S. government vilified the Taliban, and right now the Taliban is winning. So maybe, just maybe, whatever the Zionist-controlled U.S. government says, maybe the total and complete opposite of it is true. So when you get Joe Biden telling you, hey, go out and get the vaccine, maybe, just maybe, the total and complete opposite of it is what you need to do, which is don't take the vaccine. All right, guys? Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are going to say, well, Amr, I kind of don't have a choice. Yes, you do. Leave. Go to Mexico. You can literally walk past the border into Mexico. Do you think the Mexicans are going to give you the Scamarona shot? Hell no. Do you think the cartels in Mexico are taking the Scamarona shot? Worst case scenario, go to Mexico and hang out with the cartels down there. Go to Eastern Europe. You know, most Eastern Europeans are not taking the Scamarona shot because they know it's fake. They know it's a way to kill people. So you do have options. I don't want to hear anybody saying, well, Amr, I had no options. You know, some people out there, they tell you, take the Johnson & Johnson, take the Moderna. It's all the same thing, guys. It's all mRNA technology. It's all there to kill goyim. This is just their way of giving the goyim the illusion that you have free will. Oh, I'm going to take Johnson & Johnson because it's a single shot. Bull fucking shit, guys. It's all the same. It's all Bill Gates, it's all mRNA technology, and it's all there to kill you. That's the whole point of these fake vaccines, is to kill goyim. You guys need to understand that 85 to 90% of the human population is no longer needed. AI and robots have taken your jobs. You are not needed, so you are better off being killed than to be alive. That's a bottom effing line here. And secondly, and again, very important, stick with your God-given immune system, because Bill Gates' immune system will give you AIDS, because you have to rely on booster shots for the rest of your life. In fact, our pharmacist friend said that the Pfizer shot, you have to take one every 3 months. Every 3 months, you have to take a Scamarona shot by Pfizer, you know. The flu shot you took 1 year. Imagine every 3 months you have to go to the doctor to get your shot. Can you imagine that? And there's a woman right now who is in the hospital because she took the vaccine shot back in April, because 3 months later the vaccine wore out and her body cannot produce the antibodies because she doesn't have God's immune system. She has Bill Gates' immune system, and now she's in the hospital because of it. And this woman, along with millions and millions of other people, they will never ever be able to fight viruses or any infections using their own immune system, because they have Bill Gates' immune system and they have to get those booster shots every couple of months. And again, mark my words, a big war will happen between Israel and Iran, and all of a sudden, oops, sorry, we can't get you booster shots anymore. Scamarona is, you know, it's evolving, it's mutating. You know, right now they say the Delta variant, then they're saying the Lambda variant or some mumbo-jumbo variant. Mark my word, guys, a lot of people are gonna die simply because they no longer have God's given immune system. They have Bill Gates' immune system. Download this video, record it, screen record it. Mark my words, a war will happen. Booster shots cannot be made possible, and a lot of people will die a horrible death because their immune system is not God's anymore. It belongs to fucking Bill Gates. All right? So that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.